A World Revolution of Love and Appeal. What are we doing here? On our way to be reborn, did we make a wrong turn at Jupiter on our way to Venus? And we ended up in a war zone? Ruled by a gang of 300 who want to cull the herd by 6 or 7 billion? On the contrary, we came to build an alternative to the one they planned. I know the love we're inviting, and when it arrives, it'll make all the difference. The time of separation will reach its climax. A wave of love will lift those whose hearts are open to it and cause the real evildoers to depart for new digs. Remember Ghost? See footnote 1. We're told we're not here to convert them. We're here to build the alternative, what the Divine Mother wanted all along. Earth's return to a planet of love, a Garden of Eden, and you and I and all lightworkers are the gardeners and the builders, the doctors and the soldiers. I personally take the responsibility of the moment very deeply. It may be past life memories or whatever. I just had a past life memory. A flash there. But I want my honest and decent society back, and I'm demanding it. Something just got called up in me that has set me in motion, helping make that happen. See footnote 3. It feels funny to have the commitment and not know what to do next. I'm revisiting everything I've written on global lightworker leadership. That's a starting point. We'll see where I go next in contributing to building Nova Earth, a world that works for everyone. And you'll undoubtedly go through a similar process. We can only do this, explore new avenues for a global society to world peace and prosperity, because you fund us. You're more than our shareholders. You're a member of the lightworker family that is rebuilding Nova Earth. Just as my 8 years as a human rights decision maker equipped me very well for what I'm doing now, so chances are your own background has prepared you. We rely on you to help us with our ongoingness. Right now we're at 20% of our monthly goal. Everything we produce is free so that everyone can have access to it. After the 10 days of broadcasts, I'm sure there will be a great demand for our publications. But we need to get to the finish line first. If you have the means, not if you don't, not part of your mission, please go on over to the Hope Chest and help us get through these last few weeks. I've never been so excited and on fire as I am now about what is coming down the pike. Please help us stay in what amounts to a world revolution of love.